Hello, and here I am again with the next video on my request list. Now, as you know, if you're a regular viewer of my channel, the life path number is the most important number in your chart because it's the reason you're here. It's your life purpose in this lifetime. So this person who requested this video is a life path 7. And that's about learning to walk a spiritual path. And most importantly, learning to trust your intuition over analytical thought. Now, that's not to say that you shouldn't ever think analytically. However, sevens tend to overthink and they can have an intuitive knowing and then talk themselves out of it. I know I'm a seven. So the seven is about finding truths. It's about looking into the real truths of the world and it's learning to understand when something is intuitively true, intuitively correct, or when it's actually not true. So the seven is very much an intuitive truth seeker who walks a spiritual path and analyzes the theories that they research, but puts their intuition first and knows that their intuitive voice within is the ultimate truth. That's what you're here to learn to do if you're a life path 7. But this person is a soul urge master 11. Now, whereas the expression number is your innate talent, the soul urge number is your drive, your motivation. It's what you want from life. So it's your purpose to walk a spiritual path and trust your intuition. And it's your drive and heart and motivation to want to have an impact on the world in some way because you're a soul urge master 11. The soul urge master 11 channels new wisdom and ideas and concepts directly from source in order to make the world a better place, to heal it. Now, these are two very spiritual numbers and they work together very well because the soul urge master 11 wants to walk a spiritual path that they're supposed to for their life path 7. And the soul urge master 11 wants to trust their intuitive voice over what they hear in the world. And they want to understand wisdom and truth. So these numbers work really well together. So what we're going to do, we're going to look at what the life path 7 is here to do. And we're also going to have a quick chat about what the soul urge master 11 wants to do. And then we're going to break down the elements of the life path 7 and see how the master 11 fares, that the soul urge master 11 fares against each element, to see where you're going to find things easier with your motivation and where you might need to use a bit of self-discipline and G yourself up to do certain things. So, the life path 7. So your areas of development, remember this is a challenge path. This is what you've decided to do and it's something that you understand that you haven't fully developed yet. So the life path 7 is your area of development and things to achieve in this lifetime. So when you're a life path 7, you're here to learn to develop full and total trust in your soul's stored intuitive wisdom and feel safe in the knowledge that all that you experience in this world, and that's positive and negative, are actually life lessons for your soul. You're here to understand that we have multiple lifetimes and we come to each lifetime to learn and develop our soul within us. So you're here to be safe in the knowledge that you can trust your intuitive voice within and that all experiences, even the really negative ones, are actually lessons that you chose to come and learn for your soul's evolution. And it's hard to understand how we would want to come and learn and do difficult lives or be in abusive relationships or have hard and really difficult things happen in our life. But it's the most difficult things that we go through in our lives that evolves our soul the most, The easier our lifetime, the richer we are, the more likely you are to not progress. In fact, many souls don't want to come to this lifetime as a rich person because it can actually stop you learning and set you back. So even though we consider difficult experiences something to avoid, it's actually a major good thing for your soul to help you learn and develop. You're also here to learn to be focused on your own inner development first. You'll have sub-lessons often before the seven. Some people are just sevens, but some people are 1-6-7. Some people are 2-5-7. I'm a 3-4-7. So it's your inner development first, but remember you've got to consider those sub-lessons first. So when you're a Life Path 7, your most important thing, the 7, is inner development, self-discovery, research, wisdom and truth. To be a thinker, a researcher, able to focus and balance worldly logic with intuition. That's looking at what the world says, looking at what the theorists say in the world, and filtering that through your intuitive voice within, and trusting that if it doesn't feel right, or the voice within you says no, that it's not true. And if vice versa says, yeah, that feels right, that feels true, then it's true. You've got to learn to trust that and not overthink. You're here to be a free thinker, not join in with the sheep and join in with the crowd. Be independent, to not always do what the world does, not always watch the same things that the world watches. You research things that are beyond the veil. You like to watch things that are a little bit, things that the power system might not want you to know, learning wisdom that the power system might not want you to know. The seven is very much that truth seeker, and they're here to learn to smell all the lies that they hear in the news and media. So they're here to be free thinkers, but they're still need to learn to be able to balance their social and alone time, because the issue with sevens is they can isolate themselves a little bit, especially if they feel at odds with what the world says and what other people believe that the seven doesn't believe. So it's really important that you have your truths and you believe what you know to be true, but that you don't isolate yourself and that you always connect emotionally with others that you intuitively trust. Okay, so that's the Life Path 7. That's what you're here to do. But your passion, your motivation, your drive in the Soul Urge Master 11 means that you have big dreams to raise the vibration of the world. You've got the desires of an old soul that wants to share wisdom, healing messages and ideas that fundamentally heals the person, thus heals the world, because we are all one spiritual entity. You want to serve when you're a Soul Urge Master 11, which can sometimes get in the way of you developing yourself as a 7, because you're too busy wanting to serve everyone else around you, and you might neglect your own inner development and self-discovery. So that's one of the snags with these two numbers together, because you have this real need to serve, to be highly intuitive, which is good because it will push you to want to develop your intuition, empathetic, perceptive, and often psychic. You really want to develop those sensitivities so that you can help other people. And you have a strong desire to express your unique creativity and not to join in with the crowd, which again helps the Life Path 7, because the 7 isn't here to conform or join in with the crowd. So you have a drive and a desire to be different and unique, and to be a parental, very compassionate leader, independent, and wanting positive change in this world. You're motivated to be a channel for a new transformative message, which is very truthful in the 7, ideas, concept, wisdom, messages to heal and teach, whilst always also balancing your responsibility to others with your own needs. And this is even more important for you as a Life Path 7, because your priority must be you and your inner development, because then when you've developed yourself internally, you can then use that wisdom and knowledge to help other people by giving them knowledge and truth. But you've got to put your development first. And the 11 soul urge might push you to help other people too much. And it's really important that you have those boundaries in place. So now I'm going to break down the 7 into its lessons. So as a Life Path 7, you're here to learn to have faith that you're an immortal soul that has many experiences from your other multiple lifetimes, and you're here this time to learn new lessons, to develop your soul even further. You must learn to trust the soul within you by listening to and following and fully trusting your intuitive voice within, without overthinking and applying worldly logic and talking yourself out of intuitive things that come to you. And what also doesn't help is our ego voice that often steps in and tries to talk us out of things and tell us we're not good enough. And it's really important that you listen to your intuition and don't allow your ego voice or the voices of the world that aren't true to overshadow your intuition. Now that's not an easy thing to do. You're here to listen to and follow your inner voice and feel safe enough to communicate your soul's wisdom with the world without fear of ridicule, and not really caring a jot if they do ridicule you, because it's you that knows the truth. That's important. So your drive in the Master 11 ensures that you always want to stay close and connected to source energy and your intuitive inner soul. So when it comes to your intuition, the Master 11 wants to be close to your intuition. You prefer to follow your intuition above worldly logic, and you love to develop yourself spiritually and learn wisdom so that you can use it to heal others. Tick, tick. So support your Life Path 7, answer your drive to have faith that you're an immortal soul here to learn lessons, and express your channeled intuitive messages and wisdom, truth and learning confidently without fear of what anyone might say. You're here to trust that the world is not against you. Sometimes sevens can be really strong conspiracy theorists. And the issue with that is, yes, the world isn't always out for our best interests. But if you're a conspiracy theorist and you focus on that too much, you're living in fear. Okay, so it's really important that you understand truths, but you don't live in fear and worry that everything that happens in the world, that people are out to get us or out to kill us, because then you're always living in a negative vibration. The universe is everything. Everything, like God or source. I mean, whether you call it God or source or universe, it's all the same thing. And it's everything existing in perfect balance. It's the grass under your feet. It's the sky above your head. It's you. It's animals. It's every opinion and attitude, every action in the world. It's everything. The universe is God or source, or whatever it is you want to call it. It's up to you what you call it. It's everything existing in perfect balance, like a cosmic library of all knowledge and experience. You must experience it all, the light and the dark, the negative too, to learn and evolve. How are we going to learn about love if we don't understand hate? So going through those dark things and seeing the world for what it is shouldn't be something for you to be fearful of. It's something for you to understand that the world is a mix of light and dark energy for your learning. Earth is a school at the end of the day, a school of learning. Your Master 11 soul urge and drive means that you like to feel different from others. You choose intuitively to believe that the world exists as Earth School for our experience and evolution. You've just got this heart to know things. You want to know things that are beyond the veil. Tick again. So continue with that to support your life path 7. Remember and always remember who you are, an immortal soul here in a shell of a body. Your body is not who you are. The spirit inside you is who you are, and that you're here to learn and develop your soul and evolve through experience of both the negative and the positive, adversity and joy, in order to learn, and eventually with all that knowledge learn and ascend and not need to incarnate anymore. So don't be fearful and think, oh, the world is dark, the world is against us. The world is both. It's important actually for a seven not to watch the news and the media, because first of all they'll smell the lies straight away if they're further down their path, and it will only feed the negativity for sevens that are a bit on the fear side of the spectrum and need to come out of that fear. Because remember, negativity and negative entities, they feed on that negativity. So come away from listening to negative world events, because you don't know how much of it is true. Well, it depends how far you are down your journey, whether you can feel what's true or what isn't. So that's important. Your focus in this lifetime has got to be your inner development rather than outer success and development. You're here fundamentally, first of all, to develop yourself constantly with wisdom and self-discovery, spiritual knowledge and truths. Meditation is good, research is good, time in nature is imperative, because it will help you come away from the hustle and bustle of the world, which can often take over, because you're here fundamentally to develop you. Your Master 11 motivation means that you choose to balance time alone with nurturing your relationships, so that you have that time for your inner development. You love to develop yourself in the 11 so that you can pass this wisdom on to others to provide healing and guidance and truth for people in this world. So again, tick, tick. So support your life path 7 with anything that helps you walk your spiritual path, like meditation, time in nature, spiritual research, and focus on your spiritual motivations and drive, and then using them for your own self-discovery and spiritual development, so that you can then, as a secondary, help others with your wisdom. But you've got to develop yourself first, or you can't help others, right? You're here to learn to be a thinker, a problem solver, a studier of the truth, metaphysical, the big questions, what really is, not what the world tells you is. You need to research, learn, look at theories, analyze them to accrue wisdom. But fundamentally, all those theories, all that wisdom, all that research, not all of it's going to be true. So you need to filter that through your wisdom, which we're going to talk about. I'm jumping ahead. So your Master 11 means that you choose to think idealistically. The 11 wants to make the world a better place. So they have this vision of the ideal, and they always want to learn and muse big ideas that improves and heals the world. You're driven as an 11 to be a spiritual person with added spiritual wisdom, truth and experience. So use this drive to realize that the wisdom you're searching for is actually already inside your soul, and it's your soul that goes, yes, that's right, or no, that's wrong. So your wisdom is really for you to confirm what you already know within your soul, and it's your soul's job to say, yep, that's right, or no, that's wrong. Your research is just your confirmation of what your soul already knows. Okay, that's important. You're here to learn to filter, as I've said before, your researched wisdom, your knowledge of the world, the theories of the world, through your intuitive voice within, and use your research of other people's theories for your own needs so that you can then help others with truth and wisdom. But like I said at the beginning, you can be too analytical and you can ignore your own intuitive voice within. You can overthink with worldly theories or let your ego get in the way and subordinate the intuitive voice within. Or on the other side of the coin, you can swing the other way, especially as a soul urge 11. You can be so spiritual that you don't connect with the world at all. You ignore everyone else's theories. And sometimes you can believe things that maybe aren't true because you're not engaging in the world in any way. Remember, you incarnated on earth so that you could engage with the world. So you need to balance the two, but put your intuitive voice first. That it's your intuitive voice that has the last word on anything. But don't disconnect from the world totally. That's what you incarnated for, to have that experience in the world. And don't be too analytical and ignore your intuition. You need a balance of the two. Listen to the world, but put your intuitive voice within and your inner knowledge as your first priority to feed your knowing and your wisdom. Your Master 11 drive and motivation means that you're driven to be intuitive, choosing to use your added intuitive perspective and psychic sensitivities and potential to realize and know within which information best suits your needs, your wisdom, your truth when you're researching or looking at the worldly theories. So support your life path 7 by only using information, theories, knowledge and wisdom that resonates with your gut feelings, your intuition, your inner voice. Intuition comes in many ways. It's either a knowing, it's a feeling, it's like a gut feeling inside you. It comes in many ways to you. So only use information that resonates with you in some way. The information you seek, remember, is already in your soul, and it's your intuitive voice within that says yay or nay to anything that you learn, listen to, or research in this world. You're here to be a free thinker, less interested in popular culture and what everyone else is doing, following the norms of fashion, following the norms of appearance, or looking like everyone else, like a sheep. And it can make you feel out of place and different, but you're not here to follow the crowd. You're actually here to be a free thinker, to dress how you want to dress, not how everybody else tells you to dress, to not be so interested in what everybody else watches on TV. To be honest, it's best to watch less and less TV if you can, and walk that more knowledgeable path. Listen to more gurus, listen to more people that have got that wisdom that will feed your soul, rather than the entertainment industry and other things that actually just get in the way of your learning. So your Master 11 motivation means that you're excited and proud to be different. So you're not going to feel out of place and lonely. You love to be different. You've always felt that your desires, your passions, your wants for the world are different to what everybody else wants. And you're open and often want to get on a spaceship and get the hell out of here because you feel so different to other people. But this is a good thing because nothing changes while we all conform like sheep. So you want to be a pioneer of a groundbreaking ideal, wisdom, knowledge and truth, and not a follower of convention, which supports your needs in the Life Path 7, not a follower of social norms and fashion. You don't want to watch what everybody else watches on TV. You don't want to read the books that everybody else is reading, and this is good for your Life Path 7. So use this drive to learn to be proud, not arrogant, but proud and confident, and to be a free thinker. And this will support your Life Path 7. You're here to develop the ability. Also, because you're a seven, you love to look at many different theories. You love to look at this theory, that wisdom, and it's quite an exciting thing. So you can be very scattered in your research. So you're here to develop the ability to find something and focus on it long enough to develop it into something useful for yourself first, and then for others, depending on your sub-lessons in the seven. Because as I said, you can be a little scattered and struggle to focus on one spiritual or self-discovery topic at any one time. And it's good to be able to focus on one long enough, not only for it to develop you internally, but for you to use to help others to develop in their truth and knowledge. Your Master 11 drive and motivation means that you can choose as well to get very excited and choose to jump from idea to idea due to your love of new wisdom and ideas. So this is the only really element of the Life Path 7 that isn't so supported by the Soul Urge Master 11, because the Soul Urge Master 11 here can actually exacerbate your difficulties with focusing on one spiritual subject at a time, or at least one subject long enough to develop it. So you may not want to, but you need to support your Life Path 7 by choosing and focusing on one idea, one wisdom, one topic, one task, one project long enough to get useful results for your own inner development first, and then for others in the world as you share this wisdom with others. You're here to be interdependent. That's willing to give and receive help in equal measure. Self-sufficiency and dependence needs to be balanced. So you need to be self-sufficient, but also know when you need others' help, to know when you need to be dependent on other people. So you like to do things for yourself, but take care not to push others away too much. Because remember, as a seven, you're still here to connect with others as well and balance your social and alone time, which we'll get to. So your Master 11 motivation means that you like to balance time to yourself with time nurturing your close relationships, which is good. So you're driven to support your Life Path 7 by continuing to balance your social and alone time, because you prefer to work interdependently. So you can swing between the two, but always make sure that you know when to be independent and when to be interdependent, so that you're not pushing other people away. You're here as well. You're a deep well of emotion. You might come across to others as aloof, but really inside you, you're a deep well of emotion, and you like to watch. That's why people think of you as quite aloof. And you're here to learn to deal with and reconcile these tumultuous and sensitive emotions that are within you. And people only think you're aloof because you tend to watch and decide whether you trust the people around you before you try and speak or connect. That's why others can think you're a bit aloof and hold yourself back from others. And you need to learn who you can trust and connect with who you can trust, and connect emotionally both to yourself and to the people around you that you trust, okay? And reconcile those sensitive emotions and understand how your emotions work and what your triggers are. Because remember, self-discovery is a big part of you. So understanding your emotions and your emotional triggers, what causes them and how you can make this situation better without holding your emotions in is a good thing. Your Master 11 motivation and drive means that you're driven to connect emotionally with others, because remember, you want to heal the world. You prefer to be social in perspective empathetic, compassionate, and sensitive to other people's needs. You love to be like that. You love building rapport and close, trusting relationships with other people. So this will combat your aloofness at times, but it might not help you all the time with your sensitive emotions. That's something that you're going to need to work on. So support your life path 7 by using your 11 drive to connect emotionally with other people, and it's other people that you trust. You're here to balance your need to be alone, because sevens really, really like to be alone, and with social contact. So balancing the two so that you don't overly isolate yourself. Like I said, you love to be alone, but you must ensure that you don't isolate yourself beyond what is healthy. So your Master 11 motivation and drive means that you like people and socializing in small groups or one-to-one. You prefer that close-knit group, that one-to-one really. And you like to socialize in small groups or one-to-one rather than huge rooms full of people, which is fine. Use this drive that you love socializing with small groups and one-to-one to ensure that you keep that healthy balance between your social time and your alone time to support your life path 7. Now, I hope you found this video useful today. Please like and subscribe if you haven't already. If you want to contact me for a reading, you can email me at katie@soulexplorer.net, or I am on social media as well. You can talk to me on an ad hoc basis. If you want to message me and ask me when I'm on My Guru, I work on My Guru, so I can be there for you when you need to answer any questions you have on an ad hoc basis, or you can contact me for a full-on reading over Zoom. If you just want to support me in what I do, you can find me on Ko-Fi and Patreon. The link is in the description box. The only thing I'm going to say to you now, well, two things actually. One is, remember to always put your intuitive voice within first. Your intuition will never, ever, ever let you down. So if this doesn't feel right, then it's not right. If it feels right, then it's right. And finally, I just want to have a quick word with you about my books. And my last book is out soon. Woo! So I hope you've enjoyed listening to my video today. And just before I go, I just want to let you know some exciting news. My beginner book, Remember Your Life Plan, has just been released on Amazon. And this gives you a basic grounding in numerology. It's for beginners and people that are just starting out. And it's good for you to read this before you read my other book. So Remember Your Life Plan is for beginners, really. Gives you a grounding in numerology, and it's sort of the level where people would do my foundations of numerology practitioner on Udemy. So that is my first beginner book, and it's just for newbies. This one is for people that are more intermediate. It provides a deeper analysis of the lessons and challenges of your life path and birthday energies, a concise list of your priority and secondary life path tasks, and it gives you a deeper understanding, and it's longer and more detailed analysis for potential numerology readers. And then Remember Your Talents, again, it's an intermediate level course, and it provides an analysis of the lessons of your life path with your talent number, with your expression number. So it shows how good you're going to be at achieving the lessons of your life path and birthday number. Again, a lesson by lesson comparison of your talents to see how easy or difficult each task in your life purpose will be. And again, it's longer and more detailed, and it's more for numerology readers that have a good grounding. And if you have a good grounding, you might want to take my Master Practitioner for Readers on numerology, if you prefer audiovisual or you'd like to do both. Remember Your Motivations is due out soon. I'm working frantically to try and get this third intermediate book of the trilogy out there for you, and I hope to do that soon. So and don't forget, if you want a reading from me one-to-one over Zoom, just send me an email. You might want a one-to-one, an ongoing one-to-one service, in which case you might want to join my channel on YouTube. And if you live in the UK or you're visiting soon, I do shows all over Oxfordshire and Buckinghamshire and Berkshire sometimes. with Dear Spirit Events. So come to one of our events for a personal reading or just say hello and purchase one of my books. It's completely up to you. So these are my three books, and I hope you've enjoyed my video today, and get looking on Amazon, because I tell you what, to find them quickly, put my name in, Katie Ewers, KatieYoueRS, and then my books come up straight away for you to have a look at. So I hope you enjoy my books, and I hope you've enjoyed my video today. See you soon.